think this really is not very surprising. When you look around Tunisia, virtually every economic indicator is worse off today than it was in 2011. And really, since 2021, President Kais Saied has largely ignored Tunisia's economic challenges and instead has forced through a political program that does very little to address Tunisia's core issues of unemployment, inflation, and inequality. And on top of that, if you look at his authoritarian crackdown and the human rights abuses that have increased, as well as President Saied's hostile approach towards donor countries, his actions have really caused traditional sources of external funding to dry up. And so every day, more and more Tunisians are coming to the realization that their government is either not willing or not able to meet their economic needs. And I think that that's what we're seeing reflected in these Eurobarometer results.
The survey indicated also that views of most Tunisian political institutions are relatively weak. Just over a third have confidence in the government, while less than a quarter trust parliament. However, confidence in President Saied remains strong, with about three quarters expressing confidence in their country's leader. How do you explain that?
I think there's a couple of reasons. On its face, this is somewhat of a paradoxical outcome. But first, if you look at President Saied, he's really a textbook populist leader who represents this very much anti-establishment vote. And the people who elected him back in 2019 did so because they were very unhappy with the political class, the parties, the government, the parliament. But since the election, he has very successfully continued to push this narrative that he is not part of the political class. He still has no political party, for example. And that message has really resonated with people, despite the fact that he actually controls all of the levers of power and is the person ultimately responsible for all political decisions in Tunisia. And a second reason I think that we can see his popularity continue to be relatively high is that he has no clear opponents. And President Saied has filed charges against nearly every person who ran against him in 2019, as well as anyone who has spoken out against him since 2021. And so he's, in effect, created this really chilling effect where people just don't feel comfortable expressing any criticism of him.
Prior to October 7, 2023, 4 in 10 Tunisians held a favorable view of the US. Just 3 weeks later, only 10% supported the US. Similar declines are found for US allies, including a drop of 14 points for France and Saudi Arabia, respectively. By contrast, evidence suggests an increase in support for Iran over the same 3-week period. Your take on that?
And again, I'm not really surprised to see those numbers. I think what we've seen is the U.S. support for Israel has always been a sticking point in the U.S.-Tunisian relationship. And to give one example, I was in Tunis actually in 2017 when the U.S. government announced recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. And I saw, really high levels of anti-Americanism in the Tunisian streets, with Tunisians even burning the American flag. That anger was very short-lived, but today we're in a very different situation. And I think Tunisians, actually more so than pretty much any other people in the Arab world, identify with the Palestinian cause and are extremely unhappy with the US approach towards Israel and towards the Palestinians. Now, all that aside, I would also say, though, when you speak with American officials or with NGOs on the ground, US-Tunisian cooperation has largely continued unabated. So despite the views of the public, the cooperation with the two countries is really at the same levels that it was prior to October 7th.